It's August 2015 and Riot is ready to upload the new hardest level. Thousands of viewers have been waiting for this very moment. When he clicks that upload button, Geometry Dash will be changed forever. But if it weren't for two specific levels made a year prior, this moment might have never happened. A new level called Ice Hell Cave had just been released, featuring some very hard gameplay for its time. Few managed to complete levels like this, which made players wonder how far the difficulty of this game could actually be taken. However, most didn't think by much, as it seemed like a limit would be reached. That all changed in May of 2014, when a creator named Roadboss would make a level inspired by Ice Hell Cave. This was Ice Carbon Diablo X, and it was insane.
Oh my god, this is stupid.
It featured incredibly hard timings, straight fly, and fakes to trick you. Despite popular belief, difficulty had been pushed by miles, but not in a good way. You see, the level was hacked, which was devastating. The community despised hacked levels, and so hoped that one day, someone would attempt and complete this beast legitimately. However, due to the sheer difficulty, nobody even dared to try it. That is, except for one player, Riot.
Oh, my nuts hurt so much, I fell on them.
Riot was a competitive person. He always tried to complete levels before everyone else, and eventually wanted to become Geometry Dash's greatest player. However, this meant he would have to dethrone the current number one, Cyclic.
I was like, wow, this guy's actually better than Riot. I didn't expect that to happen. Yeah.
It wasn't going to be easy, especially considering that Riot had previously lost a race to him on a level called Cataclysm. While Cyclic was the winner, if Riot did something harder than Cataclysm, he could overtake Cyclic. So that's when he stumbled upon Ice Carbon Diablo X. It was the golden opportunity. He'd grind the level for hours every day, hoping for that perfect run. And only 3 days in, he would get this. A devastating fail. It looked like Riot's dream of becoming the best player had been stripped away. But he couldn't give up now. He was so close, all he needed to do was to go for that last push. And on the same day, it happened.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Ah!
Riot did the impossible. He beat Ice Carbon Diablo X. After over a month since his defeat to Cyclic, he would come out on top. But all of this was cut short. It turned out that Ice Carbon Diablo X wasn't actually the hardest level. It was surprisingly the level Riot lost the race to, Cataclysm.
Ice Carbon Diablo X only really has that one, the ship parts basically, but the rest of ICDX is, you know, like a regular like map pack. But if you look at Cataclysm, like, just from looking at it, you see the wave part, you see the ship part. Pretty much every part looks pretty scary in Cataclysm.
To add insult to injury, there were even harder levels before Ice Carbon Diablo X, but were made illegitimately, so fortunately didn't count. Riot's plan to be the best had failed, and if he wanted any chance to succeed now, he'd have to act fast. Luckily, he had two options. He could either make the hardest level by himself, or search for it. On one hand, making the hardest level by himself felt like a no-brainer, but if he failed to pull through, his chances of victory would be completely gone. However, if he takes too long to find a level, Cyclic would gain an unbeatable lead. His whole career depended on one single choice.
I know I was watching a person stream that would change how this game would develop, you know? I always knew that. I remember I was on vacation, and I think I once, as always, joined Riot's stream, and I saw this new level he was playing, and everyone talking about it in chat, and him, like, introducing it to everyone, you know?
This is Bloodbath, a level that blew everyone away. Here is why.
Definitely the length is one of them, because, you know, it's definitely, it's longer than ICDX and Cataclysm.
and it's super tight actually, and there's orbs and ship, which just on top of that just makes it so much harder.
For that reason, some thought Riot wouldn't be able to do it. But then again, this was still Riot. He had never backed out from a challenge. So after fixing some questionable parts, he was ready to stream his quest.
It was, genuinely speaking, absolutely insane. Like the hype in chat, the people talking, everyone was just watching him complete the hardest level like possible in the game.
It felt like we were there with him. Every time he got far into the level, we cheer by spamming go in the chat. We all wanted him to succeed.
I did it! YOLO!
And on one day, it looked like he would. He passed all of the hardest parts and entered the last 10%. So close to the end, so close to being the best yet so far. This mentally destroyed Riot. Imagine having thousands of viewers wanting you to succeed, but you just can't. However, as we said before, if he gave up now, he would once again lose to Cyclic.
I think that if he drops it, his career's basically done. Like, unless he goes for something else. I mean, but that's the thing, there wasn't really anything else at the time that was nearly as hard, let alone harder.
It was all or nothing. So, after 25,000 attempts and 1.5 months of non-stop grinding, it happened.
Oh my god!
And so, here we are. It's August 2015 and Riot is ready to upload the new hardest level. Thousands of viewers have been waiting for this very moment. When he clicks that upload button, Geometry Dash will be... The tables had turned. Cyclic was defeated. Once Riot uploaded Bloodbath, he was without a doubt the best player. However, this rivalry wasn't quite over, as Cyclic had a level up his sleeve to strike back at Riot. But until then, people would start attempting Bloodbath. At first, everyone struggled. Someone even spent 43,000 attempts in practice mode, although that's just a massive skill issue. Therefore, word quickly got around that the first person to complete it other than Riot would gain massive popularity and could overtake Riot. And for a bit, it seemed like a player named Smokes was about to be the one. Only 3 days after Bloodbath's release, Smokes would get 25%. Although it wasn't much, it was the best run by far and it was done so quickly too. He would continue the grind and eventually get 34%. Only a week later. Bloodbath took 1.5 months to be beaten. Smokes was about to beat it in 3 weeks. Or was he? The next few days would be quiet. No progress, no practice, nothing. Bloodbath's difficulty had claimed its first victim, and Smokes, for now at least, would drop the level. Quick intermission. A bit after Bloodbath's release, people would suddenly go on a massive debate on whether Riot said swag or quack during his completion.
Quack.
Now, Riot has apparently confirmed that he said swag, but I will always be a quack believer. Truly a thing that changed Geometry Dash forever. This is Sandstorm, the fan favorite to beat Bloodbath, as he was pretty dang good. Not only did he make good progress in the first half, but in the second one as well. To many, he seemed unstoppable. Will Cyclic beat Bloodbath? By the way, let's focus on when will Sandstorm beat it. But that wouldn't last long, as after getting a new best of 36%, he would sadly join Smokes and fall victim to its sheer difficulty. Over the coming months, many more would attempt Bloodbath, but to no avail. People weren't used to this. Prior to Bloodbath, Geometry Dash was a lot different. The community was smaller, and most importantly, the game was less challenging. Never before had two of the best players gone for a level that was proven to be possible and failed. But because of that, it did inspire some to make their own Bloodbath-like levels. The Flawless was one, and it had a red color scheme and dark atmosphere that was heavily influenced by Bloodbath. This theme it had would start to be known as the Hell theme. and it began to be used everywhere. The Hell World, Realm of Blood Shadow, Yadagarasu, it had gotten so popular that people started to despise its existence.
Why are all of the extreme levels hell theme? Can't we have a heaven theme horror level for once? I'm so sick of hell theme levels. No offense.
One of those levels stood out though. Aftermath was considered to be one of the hardest levels at the time. It used the rest of Bloodbath's song, At the Speed of Light, and became known as the last level of the so-called trilogy, consisting of Cataclysm, Bloodbath, and, of course, Aftermath. It was many players' dream to have it completed. But while Cataclysm and Aftermath could be done with a bit of practice, Bloodbath couldn't. As time passed, hope for the level to be completed diminished. Apart from Smokes returning to it for a short while, and Gyron getting 44%, no one looked capable enough to complete it. That is, until... This was by far the most anyone had gotten, passing some of the hardest sections in the level. The player in question was Mabio1, and the weird thing about them was that they had only recently started playing. How could someone so new be so good? Well, some started to suspect that they were not actually new, and were a secret alt account of Riot.
Maybe Riot made this as a test to see if Mabi would get accused of hacking, which he didn't, but that's just a theory. If it really is Riot, then GG on beating Bloodbath times, whenever that happens. Here's another theory. Mabi isn't a boy and is actually a girl. She's actually Riot's lost sister.
Okay, that last theory just makes no sense. These were quickly debunked though, as both of them had streamed at the same time. While Mabio1 was in Riot, they were still progressing and got 66% about 2 weeks later. For the first time in over 4 months, the dream of someone completing this level didn't seem so out of reach. And on the 13th of February, 2016, that dream became a little more real. People couldn't believe their eyes. Mabi had just got 71%.
Go, Mabi, go! Come on, you'll be the first to pass it. No, 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 never give up.
But after this, he began to struggle. His progress became stagnant, and only 2 months later, he would quit Geometry Dash altogether. Bloodbath had done it again. It had claimed yet another victim. How though? How could not even the best players complete this level? It seemed like every time someone attempted it, they'd inevitably give up midway through. Something seemed off about Riot's recordings. His ship movement was odd. His trail was cutting, and his skill was unmatched. What was going on?
144Hz is just a more clear and more high-tech monitor, but it makes it so your frames are just naturally higher. It matters for input delay and how responsive your movements are in different games, but especially for Geometry Dash, I actually think it's not intended to be, it's not. Not only do the physics change, which makes it easier to control stuff, but like, I think the game just generally becomes easier to control, because like, yeah.
Riot had a 144Hz monitor. It isn't a cheat, but with Bloodbath having tons of the ship game mode, it made it a lot easier.
I think ship and wave are like the two most skill-based modes, and they benefit a lot from 144 and like higher refresh rates.
To give you an example, when I recently started playing Bloodbath on 60Hz, I could barely pass the beginning. However, with a higher refresh rate, well, you'll have to wait a bit longer to see how far I got. More and more would start to discover this advantage, and so it wouldn't take long before some extremely skilled players would use it to beat Bloodbath.
I feel like Mabi. I'm Mabi now.
You forgot to put Serve in this list. He has 77% on Bloodbath.
The deadlock had been broken. After so many failed attempts, then was in sight. It was just a matter of when it would happen. And then... you
Surf has 96 on Bloodbath. I can't believe it. He's gonna be the first person to beat Bloodbath.
A player named Surf had died mere seconds before the finish line. While this sucked, it meant that any minute he could do it. But unexpectedly, someone else named Quasar would also reach the 90s.
No! 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 No!
Where?
90.
90?
Surf would have to act fast if he wanted to win. Both would battle back and forth for days. This might have seemed pointless, but you have to remember, this meant everything. If you became the first to complete Bloodbath, you'd be catapulted into somewhat godlike status. The GOAT, let's say. And on the 13th of March, 2016, Quasar would get this run. Seeing a player other than Riot complete Bloodbath was truly magical. The discovery of 144Hz was a revolution. People were finally able to complete this level. Only 2 weeks later, Surf would become the second victor.
Yes! Yes!
And then suddenly, something snapped. Souls TRK, RPG Raketti, Trusta, all of these were players that completed Bloodbath. This level didn't seem so impossible anymore, which is why one of the victors of it, Trusta, would go on to do something even harder. Bloodbath was no longer the hardest level, so Koopin Hell had just dethroned it. It was shorter than Bloodbath, but the tight wave gaps and gameplay made it way harder. Riot's number one spot was looking really fragile, and if he wanted to keep his throne, he'd have to do something quickly. So that's when he found his chance.
Dude, I really don't feel like this is real. There's no fucking way he has to be just doing this to fuck himself. What I think is going on is I think he's so pissed at himself for hacking the two levels that he's just gonna lie about hacking everything. No, it cannot be real. I've been competing with a hacker the whole time.
His rival, Cyclic, was a hacker. But before Cyclic confessed, he made a level known as Sonic Wave, which was way harder than Bloodbath. Since it was hacked though, it was left unbeaten by anyone. With Riot now needing to keep up with a new wave of players, he saw this as an opportunity to once again prove himself. Over the coming months, Riot would put tens of thousands of attempts trying to complete Sonic Wave, and slowly but surely, he reached closer to the end. However, just like with Cataclysm, Riot would again find himself in the middle of another race. Sonic was a very skilled player and was Riot's main competitor. He progressed insanely fast and it looked pretty dire for Riot. Out of Riot's two races, he had only won once. But maybe it was going to happen twice.
No.
Now don't get me wrong, this fail sucked, but it sent a message. Riot was going to be the first to beat Sonic Wave. I mean, all he had to do was to pass a few more clicks. What happened next though, would shock everyone. Sonic Wave was completed, but not by Riot. Sonic's was the one to pull through. Riot had failed. He had lost the race. This devastated him. He knew that he was no longer the best player in Geometry Dash. After this defeat, he dropped Sonic Wave for good and slowly faded away from the community. And his level Bloodbath wasn't doing well either. By the end of 2016, more than 30 people had completed it, and it wasn't even in the top 3 anymore. Was this the end for both of them? Well, maybe not quite, as Noble Boy, one of the victors of Bloodbath, was about to do Riot a favor. This is Bloodlust, an exceptional recreation of Bloodbath. It not only had better designs, but way harder gameplay. If this were to be verified, it would be the best possible successor to Bloodbath.
Absolutely, I think Bloodlust is the perfect remake. Like, genuinely amazing. Even the extension that I think barely anyone expected fits super well.
Over the course of 1.5 years, Noble Boy would put thousands of hours and attempts into this beast. It truly was something out of this world. And almost 3 years since Bloodbath release, with many doubting he would be able to defeat this beast, he would do the impossible. This was incredible. In a way, Bloodlust kept Bloodbath's legacy alive. It immediately placed at the number one spot and gathered millions of views. Even if Riot had quit long ago by this point, it must have felt pretty good to see something like this happen. Unfortunately though, Bloodbath would still eventually see its end a few years later.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I looked into that level specifically because I heard it could be harder. I found that it was harder. It was going to push off Bloodbath. And I was the person that pushed the button on pointercrate.com to add Alphabot X. And right when I clicked it, that's when Bloodbath fell off. I did that.
But that was fine. Bloodbath became a stepping stone for upcoming players, and even someone like me has beaten
it. Oh, the Nyxia! I won!
It's an icon to the Geometry Dash community, and it means so much to everyone. However, the crazy thing is, stuff could be a lot different. If it weren't for those two specific levels made a year prior, Riot may have never gotten the push he needed to beat Bloodbath. It just goes to show that no matter how small something you make might seem, it can still have an impact on others. I bet these teenagers playing this simple mobile game never knew how much they'd mean to so many people. And maybe, just maybe, someone like you will create a level that will change Geometry Dash forever, just like they did.